Okay, we're up to the top of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. The Hamisasik Lo Yotze. Right, person's Misasik. Misasik means that you're not even mechaving for a tkiyah. Just stop playing around, and a noise comes out. Hotokeya l'shir yotze, but less than that, where you're tokeya and you have kavana to be tokeya, except not for the shein mitzvah l'chari yotze. Le'masayeh l'rava. You don't need a mitzvah, ain't shriches kavana, and therefore, as long as you have kavana for a tkiya, even though it's not the same mitzvah, yotze. Mer says, no, dilma tokei l'shir, no mi misasik korele. Maybe tokei l'shir is no different than misasik. Whatever you're not being mechavan, the same mitzvah is called misasik. She misasik hu delo, sheinu miskavan l'tkiya v'afil delav mitzvah. It's not blowing into the shofar. It doesn't have kavana that a sound should come out, and it comes out. So that's when you're not yotze. I show you on the fair for shofar, but also be other tkiya. Avot tokeya l'shir shemechavin l'tkiya bi'alma yotze. But mashma, if you're mechavin to blow a tkiya, just not l'shem mitzvah, you're yotze. They ask if l'chara. You don't need kavana l'shem mitzvah, then why is misasik not yotze? So some say the reason is because b'chlal you have to have kavana at least for a tkiya. Here you don't even have kavana for a tkiya. Others say that misasik over here is talking where you're blowing it to teach children. So you're not blowing it l'shem mitzvah, but dafka blowing it for a different purpose. It's okay at l'shir, you're not doing it but dafka, not l'shem mitzvah. You're just doing it l'shir. So then it could be for a mitzvah. But here it's like you have kavana, but dafka not for a mitzvah, therefore you're not yotze. Vashomea min ha-mesasik lo yotze, aval ha-shomea min ha-mashmi li'atzmo ma yotze, leima t'havituyufta d'rabzeira, mashma, that as long as the person that you hear it from is not mesasik, even if he's not mechaven to be motzi you, you're yotze. Just shomea min ha-mesasik, you're not yotze. But if it's anything less than mesasik, or better than mesasik, would be okay. So that's the Kashan Rav Zera. The Amar Le Rav Zera, L'shame Yichav V'Tokeli. Rav Zera told his shamas, have kavana to be motzi me. So you see, you need kavana to be motzi. The Gemara says, Dilma, I did a ton of reisha. Misasik, ton of seifa, nami misasik. Maybe since the reisha said misasik, the seifa also said misasik. But really, you're not yotze, even if the person's not misasik, and he doesn't have kavana to be motzi. She... Tana Seifa Nami Misasik, Ula Olam HaShomim Amin HaMashmi Eliyatzmo Shalom Niskavin LaHotzi Yas HaShomim Lo Yotze. Really, if the person doesn't have Kavanah to be Motzi you, you're also not Yotze. And the reason it said Shomim Amin Misasik is not Yotze, right, is because since the Reisha said Misasik, the Seifa also said Misasik. Okay, Seder Tkios, Sholosh Sholosh Sholosh. The order of the Tkios is three... tkios, three sounds, tkia, trua, tkia, three times. One for malchios, one for zichronos, one for shofros. That is the minimum mitzvah. We'll see if it's from the Torah or the Rabbanan, but the minimum mitzvah is three times tkia, trua, tkia. Shir tkia, kisholos truos. The shir of a tkia is like three truos. Shir trua, kisholos yabavos. And each trua is three yabavos. See, one second, what they are. I will see Rashi first and see other opinions. Talk of Rishono, Moshe B'Shnia Kishtayim. If you blew a tkiya before the trua, and then you blew the second tkiya, the tkiya after the trua, double time. Right? The only reason I mentioned, well, there's two reasons why I mentioned Talk of Rishono. Why did I have to mention the first tkiya? First tkiya is no problem. You should have said, Moshe B'Tkiya Kishtayim. Thing is, because there's no sheer how long a tkiya can be. So how do we know you did it double? So you blew the first one normal, and then you blew the second one twice that. So in regards to the first one, it's double the time. So it's like two tkiyas. So ein bi other alachas. You only have one tkiya. Rashi learns that of the two that you wanted, it'd be yotze, you only yotze one. So if you blew tkiya, trua tkiya, and you had kavana, that second tkiya should count for two for the next tkiya of the next Seder. Right, you blew tkiya trua tkiya for malchios, and you elongated it. So you wanted it to count also for the first tkiya of zichronos. Doesn't. Only counts for one. It only counts for the end of malchios, not for the beginning of zichronos. That's how Rashi learns. And other Rishonim learn, Ein b'yodah lachas, you only have the first one. The second one doesn't count at all. Since you had kavana, that it should be two, and it can't be two, because Gemara says we don't split a tkiya into two, so it's a tkiya that doesn't have a beginning, doesn't have an end. And therefore you don't have any tkiya. Right? You only have the first one, meaning the one before the trua. Misha Beirach, the Akharkat Nismanalo shofar, a person said Birchas the Brachos in Musaf, he didn't have a shofar. And then he got a shofar. So he doesn't have Musaf again. Right? Tokeo Meiria, but Tokeo Sholosh Palim. So he blows shofar three times without the Brachos. And even though Tosus points out the Brachos are Ma'akev and the Tkiyos are Ma'akev, it doesn't mean they're Ma'akev each other. If you blew without the Brachos, you Yotze. If you said Brachos without shofar, you Yotze. But they're ma'ak of each other. If you didn't blow all the nine kolos, you're not yotze anything. It's not the mikzas. If you didn't say all the brachos, you're not yotze any of them. Either it's all or nothing. Pamim kishem. Kishem shishliach tzibur chayiv kol yochid yochid chayiv. Just like shliach tzibur is chayiv to say the what's it called musaf of Rosh Hashanah. So too, every yachid is chayiv. Not only a chiyuv of a tzibur, it's a chiyuv on every yachid to say the nine brachas of Musaf. Rangul Niel Omer, Shliach Tzibur, Motzi Yisrab Midei Chovasan. Rangul Niel holds, the Shliach Tzibur can be Motzi the Rabbi Midei Chovasan, and the Gemara will discuss what the machlokas is. Rashi, Seder Tkiyo Sholosh, Achas L'Malchios, Ve'achas L'Zichronos, Ve'achas L'Shofros. Three kolos, Tkiyo Trua Tkiyo for Malchios, Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah for Zichronos, and Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah for Shofros. Sholosh or Sholosh Sholosh, Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah L'cholachas V'achas. Sholosh Yubavos, Sholosh Kolos B'alma Kolshu. So Rashi learns that a Trua is three short staccato sounds. Okay? Other Rishonim learn that each Yubava is three sounds. So a Trua is nine sounds, three Yubavos. Each yubava is made of three short sounds. So it's three times three is nine short sounds. Taka b'rishona, pshuta shalifnei atrua, taka kedarka. You blew the first kiyah before the trua, normal. Minimal shear. U'mashach b'shnia, tkiyah shal shachar atrua, mashach ishtayim. And the tkiyah after the trua, you did as double that length. And you wanted it to count as two tkiyahs. One for the end of the first Seder and the beginning of the next Seder. Lotzi spoye deshtai. Shoyitzorich lasos pshuto shalachareh de malchios, pshuto shalachareh de zichronos. You need two tkiyas here. One to end off malchios and one to start zichronos. So ein biyodel achas, the psuke tkiya achas, the shtayim lo befaskina. We don't split a tkiya into two. You don't have a virtual tkiya as if it stopped and began. So if it's had a beginning and an end, it only counts as one. Misha Berach, Hispal Tfilas Musaf in Uberach Tisha Brachos. If you already daven Musaf and you didn't have a shofar. And then you got a shofar. Tokeo Maria, but Tokeo Sholosh Panim. Tokeo Maria, but Tokeo Bishvil Malchios. Vechein Bishvil Zichronos. Vechein Bishvil Shofros. So you blow shofar without the Brachos. You already said the Brachos. Now you blow the shofar afterwards. Okay. Where it says, Vatan Yashir Tzkiya Ketrua. We have Bryson that says the shear of a tkiah is like trua, not kisholosh truos, right? The Mishnah says shear tkiah is like sholosh truos. That means each tkiah is a third of a trua. And here it says that if a tkiah is as long as a trua. Om Rabbi Yatana Didon Kachoshiv Tkiah the Kulu Bavi, U Truos the Kulu Bavi. Tana Bra Kachoshiv Chad Bava the Sulo. So Rashi learns, Tana Didon Kachoshiv the Kulu Bavi, Bahochi Kamar. Shear sholosh tkiyos kisholosh atruos. The shear of the three tkiyos, right, the first tkiyos, is the same thing as three truos. Right. V'tanabro kachoshim t'chadabava. Shear hatkiya kishir atrua. Right. So when our Tana said that the shear of a tkiya is like three truos, he doesn't mean one tkiya. It means all the first tkiyas have the same shear as all the truas. So it means the same thing as the Brisa says, that the shear of a tkiya is equal to one trua. The Tarvayu Chada Mil Samar. They said the same thing, just in different ways. Other Rishonim learn not like that. They learn that the shear, the Mishnah holds that the shear of three tkiyas is like, what's it called? A shear of six tkiyas. In other words, the beginning and end tkiyah is like three truas. So that means that each tkiyah is a half a trua. And the Brisa argues and says that the shear of a tkiyah is equal to one trua. Okay. Shear trua kigimel yibavos, and the shear of a trua is like three yibavos, either like Rashi learns three short sounds or nine short sounds. V'atanya shear trua kishlosh shvarim. Maisa, the Brisa, the Brisa says that the shear of a trua is like three shvarim, not three yibavos. Rabbaya baha vavi plige. This vavi is machlokas. Tichsiv yom trua yelochem. The targum on Yom Trua is Yom Yabava, day of crying. Uksiv the aim of the Sisra, by Sisra's mother, when she was anticipating his coming back, he didn't return from the battle because he was killed. She didn't know why he didn't come back, and her neighbors said, maybe they're splitting up the booty or whatever. So says, the aim of the Sisra, ba'ada chalon nishkofa batiyabev. She uses that lashon batiyabev. She cried. One holds that the crying that is called the Yibava is genuche gonach, is a sighing kind of crying. And the other one holds it's a more of a an alarm kind of crying.
Wailing.
Yelil is the wail. Toner Rabbanan. Okay, so those, therefore there's a machlokas whether a trua is genuche gonach, what we call shvarim, or a trua is yule yola, which we call trua. But shvarim is just another possibility of what, when the Torah said trua, means. So there's no such thing as a shvarim. There's a trua. Trua can mean yelule yola, which we taka call trua, or trua can mean shvarim, which is genuche gonach. Okay. Rashi, shvarim, what's the difference between a shvarim and a trua? Aruchim yibavos. Rashi says that it's a little bit longer than just a short staccato wail. Okay, an alarm, kind of, staccato kind of alarm. It's a little bit longer. So the difference, Rashi says, between a shvarim and a trua is only in length, not in the sound. The length is different. This is a little bit longer, and the other one's a little bit shorter, and its key is longer than all of them. That's the difference between them. Other Rishonim learn that there's a difference in the sound of the Shvarim to the Trua. Trua is a straight sound, just like the Tkiya. And the Shvarim is a broken sound. Right? And that's a Litvish Shvarim. What's it called? It goes up and down, or up, down, and up, or down, up, and down. There's different ways of doing it, but the main thing is it's a broken sound. It's not a straight sound. That distinguishes the shvarim from a trua. Omer Abaye b'hovadi pligi, afagav dokim the debereisha lo pligi, al korchik b'hoseifa pligi. So where Rashi learned, in the Reisha there is no argument. They're saying the same thing in different words. Three tkiyas are like three truas, one tkiyas is like one trua. But according to the Rambam that says that six tkiyas are like three truas, so they're arguing. Because the one that says a tkiyah is equal to a trua is what's it called, is basically saying that they're equal. And the other one that says the six tkiyahs are like three truas, saying that they're half. It's half a trua. Means that in the Reisha, it could say they didn't argue. But in the Sefer, they vary argue. But in the Reisha, they also argue. The last is, okay, the Metargaminon, trua yibava. Trua is a yibava, it's a cry. The aim of the sister, k'siv nami haid lishna vatiyabev. Man da omar shvarim sovra genuche gonach. Ko adam hagoneach miliba. A person sighs from his heart. Kederach ha-cholim. It's like a person when he's sick. That's the kind of cry of a sick person. Shema richim be-ginichoseihem. Their sighs are longer than a staccato, alarming kind of wail. Yelula yolil. Ko adam ha-boche u-mekone. Like a person who cries what's it called, and mourns. There it's a more staccato alarm kind of crying. Kolos sorim smuchim zelaze, staccato, short sounds, one next to the other. Okay, let's go on. When we go further, when we go back to the takon of Rav Avo, what's it called, with shvarim and truen, what we actually blow, we'll go into more of the details. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, menayin shebishofer. How do you know you have to blow a shofar? I don't know, it's not chatzotros or something else. Right, it says yom trua, but it could be there's a lot of ways of making a trua. Talmud lomer v'havarta shofar trua. Right? Because it says in another pasuk, v'havarta shofar trua by yovel. V'havarta shofar trua b'chodesh hashvi. So we learn yovel, we learn Rosh Hashanah from yovel. Just like by yovel, the trua is with a shofar, so too when it says yom trua, it means with a shofar. Ein li ela b'yovel. So that's very good for yovel. But Rosh Hashanah menayin, how do I know to learn that on Rosh Hashanah when it said trua, it also means with a shofar? Talmud lomer b'chodesh hashvi. Because it says, it's b'havarta shofar b'chodesh hashvi. Didn't have to say, mat shein talmud lomer b'chodesh hashvi. Didn't have to say b'chodesh hashvi. It said already when to do it. B'yom ha-kippurim. Taviru shofar b'chol ha-artzachem. So why did I have to say b'chodesh hashvi? I know Yom Kippur is in b'chodesh hashvi. He's talking about b'chodesh hashvi. So why that is extra? Uma Talmud Lomer b'chodesh hashvi, shiu kol truos shel chodesh shvi zekezeh. That all the truos that you blow in the seventh month, including Rosh Hashanah, which is Yom Trua, should be the same. Just like this is with a shofar, this is with a shofar too. Umenayin shepshuto lefaneha. How do you know that you'd only blow the trua? The trua, like we said, is the either what we call a trua or we call a shvarim. Where do you get the tkiah from? Talmud Lomer v'havarta shofar trua. The havara is the called pshuta. Before the trua, you have a havarta shofar, meaning the long pshuta, the tkia. Umenayin shepshuta lachra. That's very good. So v'havarta shofar trua. You need a tkia and then a trua. How do you know you need another tkia after the trua? Talmud lomer taviru shofar. After that says taviru shofar b'chol arzachem. So there's a v'havarta before the trua and a taviru after the trua. So that's what we learn, that you need what's it called, tkia, trua, tkia. The aim, the elabi yovel. That also is only on yovel. But Rosh Hashanah menayin, how do I know you need a tkia before and after the trua on Rosh Hashanah? Talmud lomer b'chodesh hashvi, the same way we learned before. It says b'chodesh hashvi, extra. She'ein talmud lomer b'chodesh hashvi, u'ma talmud lomer b'chodesh hashvi, she'u kol truos ha'chodesh hashvi, zekezeh. That all the truos of the seventh month should be equal, just like by Yovel, which is in the seventh month. You need a tkiah before and a tkiah after. So to Rosh Hashanah, you need a tkiah before and a tkiah after. She'ein talmud lomer b'chodesh hashvi, da'kasav lon b'kam mekomos yom ha-kippurim b'chodesh hashvi. It says b'yom ha-kippurim. And there's plenty of places in the Torah where it defines when Yom Kippur is, which is the tenth day of the seventh month. So it didn't have to say here in the seventh month. Why did it say it? V'hochi Yom HaKippurim seed. So therefore, what's it called? V'havarta pshuta mashma havoris kol echon. V'havarta is mashma, a straight, unbroken sound. B'yom HaKippurim taviru harei havorat tchila v'sof. It says v'havarta shofar trua, and then it says taviru shofar. So we know that from there you need a tkia before and a tkia after. U'trua k'shiv v'nesayim, and trua is in the middle. Vavarta shofar trua, taviru shofar. So the trua is in between.